Welcome to our podcast. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management and Physical Therapy Products. We have two guests for this very special audio program who are going to help us better understand the benefits of using an outcomes management strategy with photo and the right time to bring that strategy into a clinic. We will also get a preview of the 19th Annual Clinical Outcomes Summit sponsored by Photo. We're going to find out who should attend the summit and how clinics can learn to use their outcomes data for real-world success. Before we begin, I want to mention that in the second half of this program, we'll be getting important perspective from private practice owner and clinic director J.W. Matheson. But to open this discussion and set the stage for talking about outcomes management, on the line with me is Nikki Rasmussen, Clinical Lead, Provider Relations at Photo. Nikki, thank you for joining us.
Frank, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with me today.
Nikki, tell us about your clinical provider relations work. And when you say outcomes, what do you mean?
Well, Frank, I appreciate that question because outcomes can actually mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But to us at Photo, what we're talking about is patient-reported outcomes. So that is, how does the patient see themselves in terms of progress and function? And by measuring that at specific intervals throughout the episode of care, we as therapists can actually respond to that and then ensure that the patient and the therapist are working towards common goals. And those goals are ones that matter to the patient so that the patient feels that they are being heard and understood. And then that outcome measurement becomes a really great tool in facilitating a strong therapeutic alliance between the patient and the therapist.
How do providers and clinics establish an outcomes management strategy with Photo? And what successes are they having?
One of the things that's really important to think about is how great outcomes can really influence the practice and how they can result in really positive outcomes for everybody. And so that is including things like deepening patient engagement, guiding your evidence-based practices, not only clinical practice, but business practice, looking at how you may want to allocate resources for clinician education, but also to support that quality-based revenue models and have the good documentation that you need in order to support that. And so I think the successes that clinics are really having with that is when they embrace all of those pieces and they first identify what their why is, what of those is the most important piece that they want to do with the outcomes, and then to take that and apply that in a way that is across the entire practice and that makes sense for them and that they convey that importance to their patient as well.
Nikki, you once were a hospital-based clinician. Can you tell me what was the tipping point for you to become part of the Photo organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. I was in the clinic. I practiced in a hospital for many, many years. I've been a PT since 1995. And in 2011, the hospital that I was working in implemented Photo, and the opportunity came up to attend the Outcomes Summit that year in the spring of 2012. And so I came to that meeting, and I was just excited because we were doing something at our hospital that not a lot of other people in our area were doing, and we were using the latest technology to accomplish that. And so as time went along, every year I got to come to the Outcomes Summit, and I kept learning more and more. And I also then, as I learned stuff, would go back to my hospital and share that, not only with my peers, but with my managers, the hospital board, the hospital administration, and how we could use that better and better in our practice. And so because of that, what we were doing at our hospital, the Photo staff kind of highlighted us and said, we would like you to come and present at the next Outcome Summit in 2014, and then I had the opportunity to get up on the stage and share what we were doing with others and hopefully influence others in the way that I had been influenced. And over time, it became such a passion of mine that when the opportunity came up to join the Photo team as a full-time employee about 3 years ago, I leapt at that chance and was very excited to share what I knew and what I had been able to accomplish in my own hospital and do that across the whole country.
So you became a summit regular?
Yes. Absolutely.
Great. Nikki, let's talk actionable ideas. Tell me, what speaker or person do you remember from your first few summits who really had an impact on something you did in your clinic?
Well, I'm going to talk about two angles of this, and one is a physical therapist who was practicing in one of the Carolinas. And he was actually the person who really got me the most interested in hearing about photo and what he was doing. And one of the things he was doing was he was taking his outcomes data to payers in his state and saying, hey, we're doing a great job. We're getting our patients better faster than the national averages. So we would like you to consider paying us better for that. And they were. They did. He actually was able to use his photo data in his negotiations. And so that really lit me up. And I was really excited to go home and share that information with our administration so that they could maybe pursue that and do that as well. The other side of that that was really cool was actually at one of the first summits when I heard JW speak. And JW was presenting that year. And one of the things I found so interesting about that was that we were actually from areas not too far apart from each other in Wisconsin. And they were a practice in a community about our size. And they'd been using photo for several years prior to we were. And the practical applications of the things that he had been doing in his clinic were things that I felt we could even implement in ours and carry over.
Nikki, how is the summit designed to be valuable for the people who attend?
So one of the things that I think it makes the outcome summit that that Photo has put on a little bit unique is that there's such a great opportunity for interaction and engagement. And the ideas that are shared on a very granular level between clinicians, between clinic directors, between people who come to the conference and the opportunity to learn and engage with one another, I think it's one of the unique things. A lot of times you go to a conference and you don't get those personal relationships that develop. And many of the people that I met at my first couple of outcomes conferences have become great friends and resources for me over the years. That's, I think, one of the most important pieces. But the other part that's really, really kind of fun is that in doing so, you get to come to a fun conference with great energy and a lot of really cool opportunities to learn from one another. But you can also get, you know, continuing education for that as well. And most of the states require everyone to have some form of continuing education units. So the opportunity to be able to go to a conference, learn a lot, have some fun in a great city, and also learn CEUs, it's a total win-win all the way around.
Nikki, you mentioned the pay-for-performance models that rehab therapists are facing in terms of compliance. In fact, many in private practices are faced with MIPS reporting this year. How is photo helping?
That is such a great question. MIPS is on everybody's minds right now. It has been a hot topic of discussion for a long time. And so when the proposed rule came out back last summer, we were anticipating that physical and occupational therapists would likely be part of the reporting for 2019. And so we started working very diligently at what we could do to offer folks and how we could be of help. And one of those areas that we can really help with is in the use of being what's called a QCDR, a Qualified Clinical Data Registry. And what's really great about that is that there's a lot of things that people who are already using photo makes it really easy for them to be able to report. We've got a really cool dashboard that lets them know where they're at in terms of the stuff that they need to submit to Medicare. And then the neat thing is that it goes across the computer. So the computers actually then talk to the CMS system, and the user will get feedback on how they're doing in their preparations for their MIPS reporting for the calendar year. So if there's something they're missing, or if there's something they need to get better at submitting on, or if they're missing some different pieces, or if there's areas that they're doing really great at and they've met those requirements, they'll be able to know that before the end of the year when the submission process and everything all happens.
There is so much going on in the industry. How can you and your peers stay informed about this critical shift to P4P models and also explore ideas that other facilities have used to successfully prepare?
Oh, that's such a good question. You're so right. There is so much happening. the profession is changing on what feels like a minute-to-minute basis. I think one of the best things that somebody could do, number one, is come to the Clinical Outcomes Summit because of exactly what I was talking about just a couple, when you asked me a couple questions ago, the opportunity to interact with other people who are leaders in their areas. These are the folks who are doing and leading and showing everyone else how to do it. So you're bringing all of these great minds together. So the opportunity for everybody to come and gather and share information and learn from one another is the probably the best thing that I could recommend that somebody would want to do. Now, the other thing that's really cool is the Online Rehab Therapy Outcomes Forum, and that is a super cool online community that's going to allow therapists to be able to share their insight and their stories, and that'll be going on year-round. And so for me, it's kind of like the way I look at that is it's a network of people that you can connect with on a professional level and share best practices in your clinic or share the things that you might be struggling with, and somebody's going to have a solution for it. So that community, I think, is awesome. So there's a way that folks can actually subscribe to that at youroutcomesrock.com. And within that, there's a special code for a deep discount on the summit, which is right now, the summit pass, I think, is only $150. People can register for that at outcomesnerd.com, which I think is awesome. I mean, you can't get continuing education for that price. It's very reasonably priced. And you get rolled out, the photo really rolls out the red carpet for that. So I think those two pieces right now are two things that somebody could do this minute and be preparing themselves for what changes are coming in the industry.
Very exciting things coming up with Summit and Photo. Nikki, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. This has been so much fun. I appreciate the opportunity to spend time with you this afternoon. And I look forward to talking with you again sometime, I hope.
As we learn more about the 19th Clinical Outcomes Summit hosted by Photo, we're going to speak directly to a former attendee. With me now is J.W. Matheson of Catalyst Sports Medicine in Hudson, Wisconsin. J.W., welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Frank. It's great to be here today.
So, J.W., you're a big believer in implementing a strong outcomes management program at your practice. Tell me a bit about your business and the value that you've seen by threading this through at Catalyst Sports Medicine.
I think patient-reported outcomes are critical to measuring how you're doing. So are your patients satisfied? Are you creating functional change in your patient that's important to them? And you don't know that unless you measure it. So you don't know what you're not measuring, and outcome measures, especially provided by Photo with the risk adjustment and the computerized adaptive testing, helps us in order to assess, are we creating that functional change in the patient? Do they, and more importantly, do they feel like they're improving?
J.W., when did you really buy in? What I mean is, what was the tipping point that made you realize all the benefits that a deep look at patient-reported outcomes offered your business?
I think it was when probably our largest payer in our region, so this is about 30% of our payer mix, came to us and they were looking for some way to do a modified pay-for-performance or value-based practice look with us. And we were able to utilize Photo and the patient outcome software to give them a way to see that, yes, indeed, we were getting our patients better and faster on average than the national average. And by allowing us to benchmark ourselves and have a reliable and valid tool to benchmark ourselves, we've been able to go now consistently. This is our eighth year with that model. And we've been able to consistently go back and actually get more money per visit from this payer, which is just the opposite of many of the other payers in our network. Unfortunately, we're struggling to get a seat at the table. We've been able to annually sit down with this payer and say, pay us more, and show us we were able to show them our data, and they believe it or not, they paid us more. So it, from a return on investment, it's been fantastic because we're getting quite a bit more per visit than we were back in 2011. and continue to negotiate and get a seat at that table and demonstrate, even before value-based care, bundling and the different type of models became buzzwords in private practice, we've been able to be a little bit ahead of the curve, get a seat at the table. And so from a practice-wise, that's meant a great deal to us. And then just the ability to work with the therapists and, again, measure, are we getting the patient better from a functional standpoint as it matters to the patient? So, you know, we may have strength measurements, we have range of motion measurements, clinical performance measurements, how far they can jump, what their hamstring or quad strength is, what their agility test scores are. But we don't know how they feel about it. And so asking the patient, I think, really keys into the patient experience and saying, you know, how do you feel? Do you feel like you've changed from visit one to visit eight? And so that's really been valuable. And I think we've gotten buy-in from everyone involved, from the clinical owners like myself to the clinical directors to the therapists, and most important part, the patient themselves.
JW, as you know, the 19th Clinical Outcomes Summit is coming up on October 23rd through the 25th in Knoxville, Tennessee. Can you tell me who would get value from the summit? And for example, what clinical roles would be good to attend? And would you recommend it for a team?
You know, I would. I'm trying to figure out. I'm attending this year again, and I think this is my eighth conference that I've attended through Florida for the Outcome Summit. So my eighth Outcome Summit. I've spoken twice and been an attendee the rest of the time. And it's critical, you know, who should attend. I think I always like to bring the naysayer in the clinic. I always like to bring the individual who's just not sure, you know, what does this mean? Why are we doing this? Why do we have to give the patient these questions before their first visit? You know, how can I use this? So it's an incredibly informative meeting for everyone involved, the clinician especially, because they get to see the why and how it works and understand the science behind it, photo presenters such as Mark Wernicke and Daniel Deutscher and others do a fantastic job describing the science, and so you get sort of the why and how it works. And then I also like to bring an administrator or an administrative patient care coordinator or your office manager who are also involved from a front side or first-person interaction, because then you get the buy-in from them. And so I think it's critical. So I think it'd be great if you could bring a clinician and an administrator in. I think that'd be extremely helpful.
So then what would you say to a clinic whose members have not yet attended the summit?
I think I would say definitely send someone to the summit to learn whether have been using photo for a while and you need more buy-in, or whether you're considering using photo to see the true value in the product and how it can help your clinical practice.
So let's talk about your practice right there in Hudson, Wisconsin for a second. Is your practice required to do MIPS reporting this year? And JW, if so, how is photo helping that? And if you're not required to do MIPS, how does your use of the photo program help your clinic oversee quality in general and prepare for the looming P4P models?
We are not required. Out of the three criteria, we meet the criteria where we can opt in, but we would not have had to do that. So it's voluntary. It's on a voluntary basis that we're opting in this year. I made the decision to opt in partly because of our experience with photo. We are one to always say early on, you know, let's measure ourselves, let's stand up and be measured. I see what's coming down the pipes. I know that this is just the beginning, and so we might as well, I think, be an early adopter of this, because however it changes and develops, it's not going to go away. I think the train has left the station where we will be required to report regardless. So we're not using the photo registry. Luckily, our EMR is integrated with photo. So we are using the photo standardized measures as part of our MIPS reporting through our EMR, and we'll continue to voluntarily report that through our EMR.
We've been speaking with J.W. Matheson of Catalyst Sports Medicine in Hudson, Wisconsin. It's been a pleasure to have you, J.W. You are welcome to come back and chat with us anytime.
Thanks so much, Frank. I appreciate it, and have a great day.